Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes, Text Number 13. Samskara Yatra Vichinna Nadvijo Yo Jagadad Jagadayam. Ijad Yayana Dhanani Vihitani Vijanmanam Janmakarma Vadatanam Kriyas Chasmar Chashrama Chodita. Samskara, reformatory processes. Yatra, wherein. Avichinna, without interruption. Saha, such a person. Dvijana, dvijana, Dvijaha. Does anyone know what jaha means? What's that? Yes, we take birth. And we? Twice. So who, how many living entities are twice born? Anyone else? Birds. Take birth first from the mother's womb, then they take birth from an egg. So they're also dvijas. They don't get a sacred thread, though. Aja, Lord Brahma, Jagada, Jagada, sanctioned, Yam, who? Ija, worshipping. Adhyayana, studies of the Vedas. Dadanani, and charity. Vihitani, prescribed. Dvijanmanam, a persons who are called twice born. Janma, by birth. Karma, and activities. Avidatanam, who are purified. Kriya, activities. Cha, also. Ashrama Chodita, recommended for the four ashrams. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those who have been reformed by the Garbhadhan ceremony and other prescribed reformatory methods performed with Vedic mantras and without interruption, who have been approved by Lord Brahma, are dvijas, or twice born. Anyone here? Is twice born, has been approved by Lord Brahma. How do you get Lord Brahma's approval? Does anyone have his email address? Such brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, purified by their family traditions and by their behavior, should worship the Lord, study the Vedas, and give charity. In this system, they should follow the principles of four ashramas, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Prabhupada, after giving a general list of 30 qualifications for one's behavior, Narada Muni now describes the principles of the four varnas and four ashrams. A human being must be trained in the above-mentioned 30 qualities. Who remembers the 30 qualities? Who remembers some of the 30 qualities? What's some of them? Truthfulness, yes. What's that? Senses. Maybe. Throw it in. Something more? What about devotional service? Anything about devotional service? Worship of the Lord. Tendency to cheat. Worship of the Supreme Lord. Study of the Vedas. Cleanliness. Mercy. So these can be trained. Is there any college that's training people in mercifulness, cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, study of the Vedas, worship of the Supreme Lord, regulated life? Is there any university, any school at all that you know of that trains? Even sometimes our Gurukul doesn't even train students in this. Then among such qualified persons, what is it? Human being must be trained in the above mentioned 30 qualities, otherwise he's not even a human being. So how many human beings are actually walking on this planet? Dwi para para, let's see. Dwi para pashu. You know what that means? Dwi para and pashu. 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 Pashupati. The Lord of what? Pashupati. The Lord of the animals. Pashus. So Dwi Pada Pashu means? Yes. Animals and two legs. Then, among such qualified persons, the varnashram process should be introduced. So first you have to get the 30 qualities. Then you can begin to understand something about varnashram. Generally you think, oh, varnashram, who cares about varnashram? It's for some low-class people. But then it's for people, first you have to get the 30 qualities. How many people do you know have the 30 qualities? Otherwise, it's not possible to introduce varnashram. So what are we doing? How many qualities do we have? Are we following varnashram? So what's our advantage? Yes.
If we have a good day, we have more qualities.
Really? Good day. How many good days do you have? Oh, the advantage of this movement? What is our lift that brings us to, first of all, we should acquire these good qualities, and then we should become at least utilizing our psychophysical nature in Krishna service. So what allows us to do that? Yes.
Sankirtan
mission. The Sankirtan mission. Yes, but what is the Sankirtan mission? What are we trying to spread? Yes, you seem pretty doubtful. Yes, it's the probably compared to the chanting is like an elevator. By the chanting, we can actually be lifted up. That's if we're chanting offenselessly. If we actually have to try to chant the holy names. Krishna's bhavagrahi. He knows our feeling, our intention. So at least we should try to chant the holy name. Not just get our rounds done. I got my 16 rounds done. I'm a good person. I thought about a million things during my rounds, but still I got them done at least. No, we should actually chant and we should try to pay attention. Matter of fact, That's the key to everything, is paying attention. We don't pay attention, we don't get anything in return. You don't pay anything, you don't get anything. We don't pay attention, we don't get any mercy. So our price is, we got to pay attention. Otherwise we won't get any mercy. Plachets. You have to plachets. Attention, what's the word for attention? Zorno. Pozorno. Plachet pozorno. There are some words that are the same as Russian and Polish, I guess. Plachet. Money. Pinyansa. Those are the things that everyone understands universally. Same in every language. Plachet also means in Russian, plachet means to cry. Then among such qualified persons, the Vanashram process should be introduced. In the Vanashram system, the first ceremony for purification is Garbhadana, which is performed with mantras at the time of sex for propagating a good child. One who uses sex life not for sensual pleasures, but only to beget children according to the reformatory method, is also accepted as a brahmachari. One should not waste semen on sensual pleasure, violating the principle of Vedic life. Restraint in sex is possible, however, only when the populace is trained in the above-mentioned 30 qualities. Otherwise, it is not possible. Even if one is born in the family of dvijas or twice born, they have not followed the reformatory processes called a dvija bandhu. Not one of the twice born, but a friend of the twice born. The whole purpose of the system is to create good population. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, when women are polluted, the populace is varna sankara. And when the varna sankara population increases, the situation of the entire world becomes hellish. Therefore, all the Vedic literatures strongly warn against creating varna sankara population. When there is no varna sankara population, when there is varna sankara population, the people cannot be properly controlled for peace and prosperity, regardless of great legislative assemblies, parliaments, and similar bodies. Samskara yata vichina so dvijo jo jagadam ya jagadayam u ij yad yayana danani vihitani dvija dvijanmanam janma karma vadatanam kriyaschas rama chodita. Those who have been reformed by the Garbhadhamsam ceremony and other prescribed reformatory methods, performed with Vedic mantras and without interruption, and who have been approved by the Lord Brahma, are advijas, or twice born. Such Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, purified by their family traditions and by their behavior, should worship the Lord, study the Vedas, and give charity. In this system, they should follow the principles of four ashrams: brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya Desitarne. As Prabhupada explains here, there are 30 good qualities. We shouldn't think, well, I had this too long, 30. If there were three, it would be easier to remember. It has to be 30. Besides, okay, I'll just, if I can get three of them, it's good enough. 10% is passing. But these are qualities of a human being. cleanliness, mercy, austerity. Study the Vedas, practice of worshiping the Supreme Lord, truthfulness, without which one is a dvipadapashu, one is a two-legged animal. And without practicing this, then there's no question of varna and ashram. Ashram is specifically to control sex life. Now, 99.9% of the people in this world, they don't think controlled sex life is a very major part of their, on their list to do's. Matter of fact, people think that if they can, the more sex life they can have, the more they're advancing, the more they're being benedicted. Therefore, the idea of only having children, only having sex to produce children, we don't introduce to people, especially at the beginning, because they can't understand what we're talking about. And what to speak of only having sex in marriage, most people think, well, this movement's not for me. I think Rajneesh has a better idea. You know Rajneesh? Osho? Yeah. Osho. He had a better idea. Free sex. That sex, as Osho was, as I mentioned before, he was a very famous brahmachari in India, and he became a little proud and put out a challenge to all the ladies in India. If anyone could cause them to fall down, they win the challenge. So one famous prostitute from Delhi came to Mumbai and accepted the challenge, and he spent the night with her. And then he wrote an article the next day, Liberation Through Sex. Don't challenge the prostitutes in Delhi. Don't challenge anyone. In any case, people, they think that that is the purpose of life. Yanmaitinadi, Grihamedi, Sukham, Hitucham. It's the only real happiness in the material world, or apparent happiness, and therefore yanmai tunaiti grihamedi sukham hitucham. Although it's very insignificant, kanduyanena karyor eva dukha dukham, it's karyor, it's like the rubbing of two hands together to relieve an itching sensation. Still, it's the only happiness in the material world. Since everyone came here to imitate Krishna, and Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, there has to be some happiness in this world, otherwise why, what's the sense of being here? And as Krishna's main happiness is Madhurya Rasa, is his most intense happiness, so here in the material world, naturally, the most intense happiness will be its reflection, perverted reflection, which everyone is interested in. So the idea of controlling that is the only way of controlling the mind. Otherwise, the mind, vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam, the mind is what's driving everything in the material world, driving everyone. And if the mind is being filled with lust, then lust is going to drive everyone. And lust will lead to anger through greed, and anger will lead to illusion. And illusion will lead to forgetfulness of who we are, what's going on, loss of intelligence. And therefore, there's no question of spiritual advancement. If one wants to enjoy this body and lust, then one will have to remain in material consciousness. There's no getting around it. So therefore, ashram, from the beginning of life, brahmacharya, guru, kule, vasandanta, guru, oritam. From the very beginning of life, the children are taught to be a brahmachari. Not just tolerate. We caught you with pornography. You know, get out. No, there was no pornography. There was no, they had no experience. For them, every lady was the mother. So from the very beginning of life, brahmachari, guru, kule, they were sent to the gurukul. Otherwise, there would be unwanted training because the nature of the material world in every age is that people came here to enjoy. Even in Satyuga, people want to enjoy. So if the brahmachari stays in the house, there may be no video games, but they'll go out and they'll just waste their time playing ball or something. Because also, playing ball and games is also a reflection of what Krishna and the cowboys do. So we want to play ball and go to the spiritual world, and there's plenty of balls, all kinds of balls. You can play with kandamba flowers, you can play with amalaki fruits, you can play with so many different things there. And everyone's a winner, so. So here everyone is coming to enjoy in some way. So the children, they also, they think childhood is meant for enjoying. They should go out. Well, usually the children used to go out. Now they just stay inside and they enjoy, as we know, video games on their phone, just killing things all day long. And people can't understand. How is it possible my child has become so angry and bad-tempered and is violent? I can't understand it. We're so peaceful and kind here. We allow him to do everything he wants. He can play his games all the day. And his game is, you know, he has some sword and cuts off the head of the dragon. And the blood's everywhere. All over the phone. And that's what he's doing all day. Shooting things, killing things. He can't imagine why he has a certain mentality. Because that's all he's being trained. How to kill things. When he grows up, and when he gets his gun, he'll go out and kill things too. So from the beginning there is Vasandanta Guroritam. When it's trained to control the mind and senses by engaging them in the service of the Guru, who's a representative of Krishna, who trains the children in spiritual life. Gurohitam, and therefore one acts for the benefit of the Guru. Because the Guru is Krishna's representative. Vasandanta Gurohitam, Achavan, Vasavan Nicho, and one should be Dasavan, like a servant, one is trained up humility. Even if we think we're this body, there are 7 billion bodies on this planet. How important is any one of those 7 billion bodies, especially our body? How important is it? How many people are reading the newspapers to find out if we're in it? What our activities are, our pastimes in this world. Although everyone is thinking that their pastime is the center of the universe, but no one else thinks like that, usually, or at least for ourselves. Everyone is so insignificant that this idea of dasavan, oh, how I can be a servant. They're training these children to become servants. What kind of money are they going to make as a servant? You only get minimum wage if you're a servant. They should get a better job. Because even the servants have the mentality of being the master. Somehow or another they want to be the master. But dasavan, to actually have the qualities of a servant of Krishna. Be surrendered to Krishna, his instructions. Das nicho, lowly. Nicho means this lowest. So one should not only be a servant, but one actually should feel humble. Dasavan, vasavan, nicho, surida. They should have a good feeling for the spiritual master, not this guru, my spiritual master, I'm leaving his house. This man is too strict. You know, we can't eat sweets, we can't do anything. My God, I can't wait to get out of this place. This place is torture. They took my iPhone away as soon as I got here. This is too much. No, they actually, the guru loves the students and the students and the loves the guru. Because they're not just focusing their false ego on killing things. They're actually focusing on each other, training each other. Serving each other. Surida. And therefore one can actually be determined. As long as one is interested in sense gratification, then the senses will drive one. And if one is interested in Krishna consciousness, then one's intelligence will drive one. Krishna's instructions will drive one. So therefore, from the beginning, without brahmachari life, there's no question of, as it mentioned here, dana, dhanama, sanyagya. Sacrifice for Krishna, sense and mind control, and charity. So one has to, from the beginning of life, be trained as a brahmachari. Unfortunately, because of the lack of qualified teachers, and the lack of resources, and the very qualities of the children, or although born of devotee families, usually, the parents didn't really have the proper mentality at the time of birth, nor did they have the proper motivation for having children to begin with. Either they think they're little hobbies, or they think they're my future, insurance. So therefore they were sent to the Gurukul, and it didn't work out perfectly, and therefore everyone is very quick to abandon it, because no one wants to take the trouble of training their children in spiritual life. They think, let my child grow up, especially nowadays since we have so many congregational members, they think, let my child grow up and become a engineer or an IT specialist or a doctor, and if he wants afterwards, he can become a devotee too. But at least, even if he doesn't become a devotee, at least we have our insurance policy for when we get old. They'll take care of us. They can have some income to provide for us in old age. So therefore, we have a Gurukul, the training is usually the state curriculum, the man came out of monkeys, whatever. And therefore brahmachari life is considered to be just like, that was good 5,000 years ago when they didn't have the internet, but it's not possible nowadays. So maybe Krishna will take the internet away too. People can wake up. Because without brahmachari life, without controlling the mind and senses and serving Krishna through his representatives, getting trained up from the beginning of life, then it's very, very difficult later on. We can see how much the devotees struggle to actually pay attention, because their minds are in millions of different places, because that's how they've been trained. Tastes for millions of things. But the higher taste is possible if one actually engages, try to develop these 30 good qualities, human qualities, and then engage oneself in some service according to one's psychophysical nature and devotional service, and then some taste may be developed, and from there one can go forward. Without taste, without actually experiencing Krishna consciousness that is actually a higher taste, it's not possible to go forward. It's not even possible to become really serious about the four regular principles, but to speak of the 30 good qualities, 30 qualities of a human being, what to speak of regulating our activities in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, using our psychophysical nature in that mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. One will not be interested, because anyone who is engaged in sense gratification, anyone who is in the Bali concept of life, they can't get enough sense gratification. They can't get enough resources. They want more and more and more for themselves. And even if they don't want it for themselves, their children, varna, sanskara, children, will demand more and more throughout their whole life. And therefore, one will have no time for Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the conclusion is, get trained up as brahmacharis, we shouldn't deny that to others. And for ourselves personally, we have to take devotional service seriously and try to develop the 30 good qualities and try to utilize our energies according to our psychophysical nature in the service of the Sankirtan movement, which is the substitute for varnashram in this age, the occupation. And then we can actually become Krishna conscious and get a higher taste. And by that higher taste, we can avoid being dragged down to mundane sense gratification, which will bring one to the lower species of life. If one thinks that there's no next life, Then one doesn't care. I become an animal. Who cares? It's just a theory. But, or if I become an animal, it'll be very nice. Maybe I become a dog and they'll take care of me. Or maybe, but if I become a bird and every other bird is trying to eat me, it's not going to be a very pleasant life. Just imagine if you were walking down the street and you were afraid that someone might jump and eat you in the middle of the street. It wouldn't be a very pleasant walk. So the birds are always like that. They're looking here and there, who's coming to eat me? I'm trying to eat this worm, poor worm, and these other birds are trying to eat me, so. Birdy bird world. So the conclusion is we should chant Hare Krishna and take this process seriously. Otherwise, there are many, many living entities who haven't taken the process seriously in the past and who are not taking it seriously now. And their destination is the same as all these, those crows that we see in the park, the trees we see in the park, the grass we see in the park. These are the ones who thought, oh, these people are wasting their time. So now they're not wasting their time. Everyone, they've learned humility. Everyone's stepping on them. They didn't want to become humble one way. Now Krishna's forced them to become humble. They wanted to play frivolous games, and now everyone's playing games on top of them. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments?
I just read Maharaj about Dhruva Maharaj when he was Narada Muni says that because he was a kshatriya, he was so angry because he couldn't be on his father's lap. And it, so I was just wondering, so it's for kshatriyas, it's normal that they are angry or what? I mean,
well, they have to, in astrology, you have, for the kshatriyas, you have the sun and you have Mars as their qualities that will be prominent in their astrological chart. So both of them are fiery. Both of them have fire, so fire is a product, you know, produces, you have too much fire, you get frustrated and angry. You don't utilize it properly. So kshatriyas are not necessarily angry, like Yudhisthira Maharaj wasn't angry all the time. But when he had a fight, then that anger had to be arisen. Otherwise you can't fight unless you're angry. But they're controlled. They fight. They become angry at the right time. A real kshatriya. But a Brahmin if Brahmin gets angry, he curses someone. He doesn't go out and fight. You never see, generally you don't see Brahmins in the boxing ring. They get angry sometimes too, and they may curse someone. But that's not considered very good. That means that their minds are becoming uncontrolled. So if they're actually real Brahmins, they're tolerant. But the kshatriyas are not supposed to be tolerant when they're in the right situation. They're supposed to become angry and fight under the directions of the Brahmins. So anger is not a bad quality when it's properly utilized. Just like, for instance, if you were a little child and you're with your father and some man comes and starts beating you, and your father says, oh, really, very interesting. No, he should become angry and protect you. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.